Well, welcome to the last of our run-up to Christmas time sermons, and it's Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, who is looking ahead a few hundred years, like 300 or 400 years, to actually John the Baptist. He's telling us that there's going to be this guy called John the Baptist who's there. In the stories of Jesus, even when he's a little baby, even before he's born, John and Jesus, both Jesus and John the Baptist are in the wombs of their mums, and John is already getting ready for Jesus being born. It's a weird story, we're not doing that one today, but we maybe will look at that one in December. So Malachi's like looking ahead by the power of God, and he can see what's going to happen in the future, and he can see that there's this person going to be born whose job it is to prepare for Jesus, for the coming of God himself to earth. And that's one of Malachi's things. So when you might be wanting to draw something even now, and you've got your paper ready and your pens, and you might think, in the reading from Malachi, you could see this idea about like a furnace of fire refining. And that what happens is when they want to end up with really pure silver or gold, what you have to do first is burn away the impurities, what they call dross. So it goes into a super hot furnace, and then the metal melts, and then onto the top comes all the bits that aren't really silver and gold, and then they'll scoop them away, and then what's left is pure silver and gold. That's the idea of refining in a fire. And of course, things that aren't silver and gold just get burned up completely, and so you don't want to be going into there if you're not silver and gold. So it's a deep thought. You might want to paint something like that, like a furnace with silver and gold going in to get refined. There's that image, or just that image about the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple. And you might even remember a story where Jesus does go to the temple in Jerusalem, and he overturns tables and he's clearing everybody out. But it's that idea that the Lord comes to his people. And you might just like to do Christmas picture of Jesus being born, whatever you like. But let's get into it. And it's Malachi for Christmas. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, when some people are getting ready for Christmas, they want everything to be just right, perfect. There's some people like that, and they're obsessed about Christmas for months. They get so obsessed with all the decorations, the cards, the presents, the food and drink, traditions to follow. It can be good fun, but for some people it gets too intense. And there are a few people who think that if it isn't all perfect, then it's ruined. It's ruined. And if things aren't done exactly on the time scale they plan, it's all ruined. So they're so bothered about everything being perfect for just something that comes around every year and it'll soon be all over. Now, we might not get like that about Christmas preparations, but there are other things in life that we might obsess about. Because some people go, I can't be bothered with all that, I don't care, I'm easygoing. Now, to me, anyone who says they're easygoing and they don't care, it doesn't take a long time to find out that there are things that they really bother about, whether it's the home or the car or gaming setup or money or peace and quiet or politics or something that you'll soon realize, oh no, they have their own obsessions, things that they get really angry and passionate about. And the thing is, and this is the message of the book of Malachi, keep it in our minds, that the thing is, we get far more bothered about the little passing things of this life than the important permanent things that lasts forever. I'll say that again, because Malachi goes on about it, and it's the Lord coming to his people through Malachi and telling them, you don't really care about what matters about me, your worship and service of me. So the thing is, we get far more bothered about little passing things of this life than the important permanent things that last forever. We get very passionate, stressed, angry about things that are temporary, but very careless and even bored by things that are permanent, that last forever, eternal things. So our health and our wealth, our body and our possessions, all these are temporary, and we will certainly lose them before very long. Yet even our body, our health, we might say, oh, well, your health's the most important thing because that's what lasts. It doesn't last. We will certainly lose our health and our body and all our possessions and everything we've got and achieved. All of that is for this life. And it will very soon, our body, our health and our wealth, very soon will all be gone. And yet, Malachi notes how it's those sort of things that people actually care about, but coming and worshipping and serving the living God, they don't really care about. Even if they do a pretense of that, even if they pretend to come along to church and do the right things, actually it's not hard to see what they really care about. Because our souls, who we really are, what we are, where we stand before God, that is with us forever. So let me say that again. Our souls, who we really are, what we are, where we stand with the living God, that is with us forever. That's permanent, where that ends up. So through the prophet Malachi, the Lord God says to his people, the kind of worship and service that you offer me is just not good enough. So again, think about people who get so obsessed about everything being just right. Oh, it's not good enough. It's all ruined. They're like that about something that doesn't matter. But the living God looks at his people, even his own people, not even the people that are very far away, but even his own people who are supposed, people who claim, let's say it this way, people who claim to be his people, people who claim to be his people, even them, he can see that they don't really care about what matters. So he says, the kind of worship and service you offer me is just not good enough. You give me what is left over. You offer me the tired remains of your day, your time, your love. What's left over when you use your time and your day and your love for what you really care about? And if there's a bit left over, you say, oh, well, God can have that. He says, you through Malachi, you can read it. It's only four chapters, but you might want to take the chance to read it. He's really saying, you pretend to worship me and offer me sacrifices, but I can see your hearts, your lives, your priorities. You're more bothered about human relationships than the divine relationship. Yeah, that comes up quite a bit, that you're more bothered about human relationships than the divine relationship. So the whole book of Malachi, four chapters, it's bothered by this purity of worship and service for the living God. And the thing is, he doesn't say, why don't you just try harder? Or something like that, because we can't fix ourselves. We cannot change our own hearts. The human mess goes too deep down to be changed by New Year resolutions. Because that's what we do. get to the new year and we think, oh, there's lots wrong with my life. Let me make a list of the massive changes that I'm going to make. And of course, 98% of them don't even last a week. That's what surveys show. 98% of them don't even last a week. Because we can't change the deep matters of our heart. It's too deep for us to reach. We can only do surface level, really. So at the beginning of chapter 3 of Malachi, and it's in our reading, the Lord says that he will send a special messenger to prepare for the Lord's arrival. And that's John the Baptist. And if you go to Mark chapter 1, he quotes that, Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. Right there at the beginning of Mark chapter 1, he says, look, the messenger's coming to prepare for the Lord. And it's this John the Baptist guy who prepares to get people ready for Jesus. If you go into Malachi chapter 4 verse 5, it says, look, I'm going to send Elijah to get ready for the Lord's coming. And of course, Jesus says in his ministry, yeah, that John the Baptist guy, he's the Elijah. He's the Elijah that was prophesied to get ready for the Lord's coming. So people knew that there would be this John the Baptist guy hundreds of years before even John the Baptist was born. And of course, they knew even more about Jesus being born, because John the Baptist actually himself says, look, I'm not important. I'm not even like a slave to do up the shoelaces of Jesus. But even John the Baptist, just because he prepares for Jesus, people like knew about him hundreds of years before. So that's the Malachi says, look, the Lord's coming. And you'll know when he's about to come because, or be revealed, you'll know that because there's this guy going to help get you ready for his arrival. And the point is this, the Lord himself needs to come to fix things. The Lord himself needs to come. He needs to come to you to fix your things. He can purify the worship and service of the living God, so that all our passions and priorities can be turned upside down. So right now, we might think, oh, well, my health and wealth is the only thing that matters in my life. Well, that has got to be purged away by that refining fire. When the Lord comes to a person, that he sort of is like a refining fire, and they think, no, those are the most important things. But as he comes in his fiery glory and they encounter him, that can be burned away and then everything turned around and that is shown to be worthless. And then we discover what actually matters, what actually is valuable. He'll show us what real love and worship look like. That's what we see in the life of Jesus in those gospel stories. When we look at the way he lived and spoke and treated people and regarded the living God, we can feel, oh, he's so different. And he exposes my dross. So the Lord himself, says Malachi, will be like an intense fire, a furnace to burn away all our obsessions and addictions to this passing life, the dross. And then he can turn that around and turn us into pure worshippers. Look at Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. The Lord of heaven's armies says, the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. They will be consumed, roots, branches, and all. Oh, that's intense, isn't it? This idea that that Jesus comes and he's already exposing us. But there is a future day of judgment, of course, when that burning comes. And that's the end. That's the end. And these decisions we've made about what really matters and what we're going to clutch onto, that then is forever. But Jesus is coming, says Malachi, and he will do this exposing of what really matters, this sense of being like a refiner's fire. But, so that you don't just have Malachi 4 verse 1. Look at Malachi 4 verse 2. So he says, yeah, this day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. But look at verse 2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy. So that's what Christmas is really all about. It's supposed to be a time to turn away from the trivial passing concerns that only matter in this life, to sort of willingly go to the Lord to be refined and ask him to burn away the dross, to show up what's trivial so that we can start to turn away from that. Ask him to burn it away from us. And we're turning to the Lord who was born to heal us, as it says. He comes not just to burn us up, but he wants to heal us, to purify us, to set us free, leaping with joy, so that we have what really matters, what lasts forever. Jesus was born to heal us, save us, purify us for eternity. So may our obsession in the next month be purity of worship and service for the living God. And that cannot come about by just trying harder and new resolutions, but by coming to the Lord himself, who is a refining fire and a Son of Righteousness with healing, salvation, freedom. Jesus was born to purify you, to burn away all the dross in your life and make you a pure priest of the living God who can worship him from your heart with a holy life. That is what his death and resurrection is all about. And that's something, of course, we focus on more on Easter than Christmas. But may this Christmas be your best one ever as you listen to John the Baptist and take Jesus seriously. Therefore, to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be ascribed all the power, all the glory, all the wealth, all the wonder, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.